Unit 3. Listening. Part 1. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear two friends talking about an incident one of them has seen. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
Guess what? I was going out for the day yesterday when I heard the most horrible noise.
Oh, what was it?
A huge lorry turning round.
What, outside your house?
Yeah, and he wasn't exactly careful about it either.
What happened then?
There was a large crunching noise. I thought he'd driven over my car.
Did he wreck it completely?
Well, to my astonishment, when he pulled away, the car didn't have a mark on it.
What was the noise then?
He'd completely flattened the street light. There was glass everywhere.
You must have been furious.
Well, surprisingly, I wasn't. The look on the driver's face was priceless. He was horrified at what he'd done. I realised he was dreadfully embarrassed, poor man.
What happened next?
He leapt out of the lorry, knocked on the door and apologised.
And then?
He called the electricity company. They sent someone within an hour. Live electricity is dangerous.
So everything was all right in the end?
Well, it didn't make much difference to me, apart from not getting out when I planned. I was relieved that no one was hurt. Guess what? I was going out for the day yesterday when I heard the most horrible noise.
Oh, what was it?
A huge lorry turning round.
What, outside your house?
Yeah, and he wasn't exactly careful about it either.
What happened then?
There was a large crunching noise. I thought he'd driven over my car.
Did he wreck it completely?
Well, to my astonishment, when he pulled away, the car didn't have a mark on it.
What was the noise then?
He'd completely flattened the street light. There was glass everywhere.
You must have been furious.
Well, surprisingly, I wasn't. The look on the driver's face was priceless. He was horrified at what he'd done. I realised he was dreadfully embarrassed, poor man.
What happened next?
He leapt out of the lorry, knocked on the door and apologised.
And then?
He called the electricity company. They sent someone within an hour. Live electricity is dangerous.
So everything was all right in the end?
Well, it didn't make much difference to me, apart from not getting out when I planned. I was relieved that no one was hurt.
Extract 2. On the radio, you hear a zoo director talking about the orangutans at the zoo. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
So, what about the orangutan in the news recently?
Oh yeah, Marla. She's rather clever. Last week, she climbed out of her enclosure, clutching her baby son, and headed for the cafeteria.
Did that cause a stir at the zoo?
Well, surprisingly, none of the visitors seemed overly concerned. Marla was so absorbed with what she was doing that she posed no real threat to anyone. But she did gather an admiring audience once she settled down with some bananas she'd taken. But then the baby is seriously cute.
So Marla was returned to her enclosure?
Well, as soon as she saw the vet arrive to catch her, she knew what was going on and just calmly loped back of her own accord. I thought it was extremely astute.
Amazing.
Really astute. When she sees her curators are distracted, she'll take the keys from their pockets. But unlike some of the other orangutans, she doesn't like playing with sign cards. We give them symbols for things like food. She seems to be streetwise, socially clever, but doesn't deal in abstracts.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So, what about the orangutan in the news recently?
Oh yeah, Marla. She's rather clever. Last week, she climbed out of her enclosure, clutching her baby son, and headed for the cafeteria.
Did that cause a stir at the zoo?
Well, surprisingly, none of the visitors seemed overly concerned. Marla was so absorbed with what she was doing that she posed no real threat to anyone. But she did gather an admiring audience once she settled down with some bananas she'd taken. But then, the baby is seriously cute.
So Marla was returned to her enclosure?
Well, as soon as she saw the vet arrive to catch her, she knew what was going on and just calmly loped back of her own accord. I thought it was extremely astute.
Amazing.
Really astute. When she sees her curators are distracted, she'll take the keys from their pockets. But unlike some of the other orangutans, she doesn't like playing with sign cards. We give them symbols for things like food. She seems to be streetwise, socially clever, but doesn't deal in abstracts.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Extract 3. On the radio, you hear two people talking about a stonemason. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
While I was in Cornwall last week, I saw a stonemason working on a statue. He was so intent on his work that he was oblivious to the fact that he was attracting a crowd of onlookers.
Really?
And then, when he finally stopped, everyone wanted to strike up a conversation with him.
Why was that? Were they interested in buying something?
Well, I'm sure most of them could have afforded to buy stylish art like this. They looked like city business people down for the weekend. But actually, they wanted to ask questions about the materials he used.
So they were interested in what he was actually doing?
Exactly. And then they asked him about his background. And finally, one woman said, "It must be great earning your living by using your hands."
But a stonemason probably doesn't earn a huge amount, unless he's really well known.
That's right. Though the woman said, "I wish I could afford to do something like that."
Well, isn't it often the case that people in high-paid business jobs who spend their lives at a computer would love to do something more creative?
You've got a point there. While I was in Cornwall last week, I saw a stonemason working on a statue. He was so intent on his work that he was oblivious to the fact that he was attracting a crowd of onlookers.
Really?
And then, when he finally stopped, everyone wanted to strike up a conversation with him.
Why was that? Were they interested in buying something?
Well, I'm sure most of them could have afforded to buy stylish art like this. They looked like city business people down for the weekend. But actually, they wanted to ask questions about the materials he used.
So they were interested in what he was actually doing?
Exactly. And then they asked him about his background. And finally, one woman said, "It must be great earning your living by using your hands."
But a stonemason probably doesn't earn a huge amount, unless he's really well known?
That's right. Though the woman said, "I wish I could afford to do something like that."
Well, isn't it often the case that people in high-paid business jobs who spend their lives at a computer would love to do something more creative?
You've got a point there.